Open thou my lips, and my mouth shall show forth thy praise. Make haste, O God, to deliver me. Make haste to help me, O Lord. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. Alleluia. The Lord is risen. Alleluia. O come, let us worship him.
O come, let us sing unto the Lord. Let us make a joyful noise to the rock of our salvation. Let us come before his presence with thanksgiving, and make a joyful noise unto him with psalms. For the Lord is a great God, and a great King above all gods. In his hand are the deep places of the earth. The strength of the hills is his also. He is his, and he made it, and his hands formed the dry land. Oh, come, let us worship and bow down. Let us kneel before the Lord our Maker. For he is our God, and we are the people of his pasture and the sheep of his hand. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. As it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
The Lord is risen. Alleluia. O come, let us worship him. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Alleluia. Rejoice in the Lord, O ye righteous, for praise is comely for the upright. Behold, the eye of the Lord is upon them that fear him, upon them that hope in his mercy, to deliver their soul from death, and to keep them alive in famine. Our soul waiteth for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. The earth is full of the goodness of the Lord. Alleluia. By the word of the Lord were the heavens made. Alleluia.
Thank you.
The Old Testament lesson for the third Sunday of Easter is written in the 34th chapter of the book of the prophet Ezekiel, beginning at the 11th verse. For the Lord God says, Behold, I myself, even I, will search for my sheep and will seek them out. As a shepherd seeks out his flock in the day that he is among his sheep that are scattered abroad, so I will seek out my sheep. I will deliver them out of all places where they have been scattered in the cloudy and dark day. I will bring them out from the peoples and gather them from the countries and will bring them into their own land. I will feed them on the mountains of Israel, by the watercourses, and in all the inhabited places of the country. I will feed them with good pasture, and their fold will be on the mountains of the height of Israel. There they will lie down in a good fold. They will feed on fat pasture on the mountains of Israel. I myself will be the shepherd of my sheep, and I will cause them to lie down, declares the Lord God. I will seek that which was lost, and will bring back that which was driven away, and will bind up that which was broken, and will strengthen that which was sick, and I will destroy the fat and the strong. I will feed them in justice. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. The epistle is written in the second chapter of the first epistle of St. Peter, beginning at the 21st verse. Brothers, for you were called to this, because Christ also suffered for us, leaving you an example that you should follow his steps. He who didn't sin, neither was deceit found in his mouth. When he was cursed, he didn't curse back. When he suffered, he didn't threaten, but committed himself to him who judges righteously. He himself bore our sins in his body on the tree, that we, having died to sins, might live to righteousness. You were healed by his wounds. For you were going astray like sheep, but now you have returned to the shepherd and overseer of your souls. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Thanks be to God. In green pastures, the Lord my shepherd shall feed me. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the paths of righteousness for his name's sake. In green pastures, the Lord my shepherd shall feed me. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. In green pastures, the Lord my shepherd shall feed me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen. In green pastures, the Lord my shepherd shall feed me. Alleluia, the Lord was known of them in breaking of bread. Alleluia, I am the good shepherd, and know my sheep, and am known of mine. Alleluia. The Holy Gospel is according to St. John, the 10th chapter. Glory be to thee, O Lord. Jesus said, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. He who is a hired hand and not a shepherd, who doesn't own the sheep, sees the wolf coming, leaves the sheep, and flees. The wolf snatches the sheep and scatters them. The hired hand flees because he is a hired hand and doesn't care for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and I'm known by my own, even as the Father knows me, and I know the Father. I lay down my life for the sheep. I have other sheep, which are not of this fold. I must bring them also, and they will hear my voice. They will become one flock with one shepherd. Here ends the gospel. Praise be to thee, O Christ. Christ, being raised from the dead, dieth no more. Death hath no more dominion over him. In that he liveth unto God. Alleluia, alleluia. Christ was delivered for our offenses, and raised again for our justification. In that he liveth unto God. Alleluia. Glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Ghost. In that he liveth unto God. Alleluia.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Today, it's Psalm 23 that usually comes to our mind, but Psalm 33 in our introit perhaps should as well. You see, it's a creed shared by the Old and the New Testament churches, confessing who God is, saying of God, the earth is full of the steadfast love of the Lord. By the word of the Lord, the heavens were made. You see, just like we confess in our creeds, so here we confess that the Lord is the Creator. We confess that the words, by the breath of His mouth, all things were created. Directly, effectively, effortlessly. Everything which surrounds us, whether we be in the Midwest with the rich black fields, or elsewhere with the high mountains, or on the coast with the glimmering oceans, or wherever you are, looking up at the vault of the heavens, all of it was created by His simple, profound word, such that all of creation reveals the strength and glory of the Lord. But imagine if the vastness of creation was the only way that God had revealed Himself to us. Would that bring you any comfort? Were you to stare at the majestic mountains, would there be any comfort in knowing that God has incredible might while being reminded of our incredible weakness? Is there comfort in seeing the ocean and there being reminded of the infinite depth of God, but also the vanity of man? Or is there comfort in seeing the heavens, which reveal the infiniteness of God, but remind us that our time is very short? Is there comfort in seeing the black fields that reveal the life God has given every year, but which remind us of our sin and that our fate is to return into that ground? Yes, creation reveals the strength and glory of God, and that we do confess in our creeds and in this psalm, but creation alone does not account for the earth being full of the Lord's steadfast love. Creation doesn't reveal that to us. So we confess here that God is the Creator, but in being our God, He is even more. He does more. He not only has created us, but He works outside of that creation for us. He breaks into that creation for us in another way, in a special revelation where He shows His love in the flesh and blood of His Son. His Son who says, I am the Good Shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I lay down my life for the sheep. You see, this, with the words of our Lord, what our Lord reveals, this is how God fills His creation with His love, by sending His Son to lay down His life for you. So that you who were born in sin without a shepherd, who were scattered in the darkness, now you have a shepherd. Our Lord came from heaven to die and to forgive you your sins. But our Lord didn't just die, wipe the slate clean between you and God, and then go up to heaven, leaving you to fend for yourself, leaving you to once again be scattered. No, He came and died for you to redeem you and also to be your Lord. So that by redeeming you, He may be your Lord, your shepherd. So as we confess God the Creator, we also in this psalm confess God the Redeemer King. Behold, the eye of the Lord is on those who fear him, we confess, on those who hope in his steadfast love, so that he may deliver their soul from death and keep them alive in famine. You see, the eye of the Lord here in this psalm is the eye of the Good Shepherd. If you were to look back in your catechisms and remember that this is what it means to have a God, the true God. It means this. It's to have a God who by his very word created you and gave you all the blessings you have in this life. And it is also to have a God who by his word made flesh redeem you by his death. It is to have the God who by uniting his word to the waters delivers your soul from death and recreates you in baptism. Who by uniting his word to bread and wine keeps your soul alive in the famine, which is the unrighteousness of this world. That's what it means to have a God, to be created by him, redeemed by him, shepherded by him. It's the mark of a true shepherd, isn't it? Of a true God. It is he who lays down his life for you, who leads you to rest by the still waters of the living font, who in the valley of death feeds you in the pasture of his church with the heavenly food, such that wherever in the earth the shepherd's eye is watching over his flock, wherever in the earth the voice of the shepherd is proclaimed and heard, there the love of God through the shepherd in the church fills the earth. So we confess in this psalm that God is the Creator, revealing his might and glory in creation, and that God also is our crucified and risen Savior, who fills the creation with his love. And in the psalm, we don't stop confessing there. We also confess, shout for joy in the Lord, O you righteous. Praise befits the upright. Our soul waits for the Lord. He is our help and our shield. We know our confessions. We know what we believe, but here is the challenge. Although we know the voice of our shepherd, yet surrounding us in the world are many hired hands who show up in many ways. Maybe they have the guise of false prophets or false pastors. Maybe they're mighty politicians or greedy corporate heads. Maybe they're movie stars or sports figures, talking TV heads and televangelists, philosophers or salesmen. No matter how they come, they always make the same promises that as long as you give them your money, your vote, your attention, your devotion, then you will have from them promises of a better life, of riches, of protection. But our Lord here warns us about these hired hands, that once their lies are revealed, that once it comes to the end, when the wolves come, the hired hands won't stay. They won't protect you. You won't have a good life. In fact, they'll flee with all they have and leave you as a sheep to fend for yourself against the wolves. And sheep have no hope in themselves against wolves. They're devoured. Our Lord warns us against the hired hands. And this is the reality of being in God's flock in a fallen world. We're constantly surrounded by the voices of hired hands while the wolves seem to dominate. What are we, the flock, to think and believe when the lies of the hired hands sound rather reasonable and oftentimes good? Or when it feels like we are sheep being thrown to the wolves, that we can't get away from them, whether we're faithful or not, what, through all that, are we to think or believe? And that's why we're confessing this psalm today. What we're confessing is that in this valley of the shadow of death, we are confident in faith, knowing that through it all, the shepherd's loving eye never leaves us. So no matter the suffering, no matter if there's wars or rumors of wars, there's the shepherd's loving gaze right upon you, watching over you, watching over us, the flock. And not just watching and seeing what happens, but watching and acting to deliver us from death so we may endure whatever is before us and stay with him. So that if we are in times of prosperity or times of war, whether there's good times or bad, No matter what happens, we're still going to gather and shout for joy to God. No matter if we are in the spring of life or in the winter of death, you're baptized. You're part of God's righteous own. And it is fitting for God's righteous to give him praise because he is the shepherd who leads us and feeds us through it all. He never wavers. He gives us faith that never wavers. So that no matter if we are the babe in our mother's lap or if we have the gray hairs of wisdom upon our heads, we're here to gather together and to wait together for the Lord. Because we know the Lord is our helper. We know that he has gained the victory, which we can never win ourselves, and he gives it to us for nothing. And that he is our shield. That is, the Lord who reveals his might in creation of all things is the same Lord who uses that great might to protect you, to protect his flock. So no violence, no suffering, not even death itself can snatch you away from his flock. And this is what it means for the earth, for all of creation, to be filled with his love. It means that as our Lord became man and died and rose for us, he now rules over all creation to work all things for the good of those who love him, for the good of you. It means no matter how dark the world may be, no matter what the evil intentions of the hired hands are, no matter what their will is, it's not their will that will be done, but the will of the shepherd which will overcome. And yes, it may feel like the hired hands and the wolves rule the world, that they're getting their way now, but the reality is it's the shepherd who controls all things by his rod and staff. He controls all things by his divine providence and his gospel. It is his will that will be done in the end. The will of the hired hands of the world and of the church's enemies, it will be frustrated. But his will for his own, for you, will not be stopped. It will be done. So leave today in comfort. Your shepherd is the one who leads you, who will not leave you, who has defeated the wolves. It is his scarred hands that feed you. It is because of him that we gather and we don't scatter. It is by him that we will be brought home. So then let us today praise the Lord and wait for him in hope as we feast on his flesh and blood. Amen. Now may the peace of God, which surpasses all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Thank you.
Mercy upon us. O Christ, have mercy upon us. O Lord, have mercy upon us. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom and the power and the glory forever and ever. Amen. O God, who by the humiliation of your Son raised up the fallen world, grant unto your faithful ones perpetual gladness, and those whom you have delivered from the danger of everlasting death, make partakers of eternal joys. Through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Almighty and most merciful God, the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ, we give you thanks for all your goodness and tender mercies, especially for the gift of your dear Son and for the revelation of your will and grace. And we beseech you so to implant your word in us that, in good and honest hearts, we may keep it and bring forth the fruits of faith by patient continuance and well-doing. Most heartily, we beseech you so to rule and govern your Church Catholic, with all her pastors and ministers, that we may be preserved in the pure doctrine of your saving word, whereby faith toward you may be strengthened, love and charity increased in us toward all mankind, and your kingdom extended. Send forth laborers into your harvest, and sustain those whom you have sent, that the word of reconciliation may be proclaimed to all people, and the gospel preached in all the world. Grant health and prosperity to all who are in authority, especially to Joseph, our President, the Congress of these United States, Kim, our Governor, the legislature of this state, and to all our judges and magistrates, and endue them with grace to rule after your good pleasure, to the maintenance of righteousness, and to the hindrance and punishment of wickedness, that we may lead a quiet and peaceable life in all godliness and honesty. May it please you also to turn the hearts of our enemies and adversaries, that they may cease their enmity and hostilities, and be inclined to walk with us in meekness and in peace. All who are in trouble, want, sickness, anguish of labor, peril of death, or any other adversity, especially those who are in suffering for your name's sake, comfort, O God, with your Holy Spirit, that they may receive and acknowledge their afflictions as the manifestation of your fatherly will. Especially do we pray for those that we name in our hearts at this time. Although we have deserved your righteous wrath and manifold punishment, yet we entreat you, O most merciful Father, remember not the sins of our youth nor our many transgressions, but out of your unspeakable goodness, grace, and mercy, defend us from all harm and danger of body and soul. Preserve us from false and pernicious doctrine, from war and bloodshed, from plague and pestilence, from all calamity by fire and water, from hail and tempest, from failure of harvest and from famine, from anguish of heart and despair of your mercy, and from an evil death. And in every time of trouble, show yourself a very present help, the Savior of all men, and especially of them that believe. Cause all needed fruits of the earth to prosper, that we may enjoy them in due season. Give success to the Christian training of the young, to all lawful occupations on land, sea, and air, and to all pure arts and useful knowledge, and crown them with your blessing. Receive, O God, our bodies and souls and all our talents, together with the offerings we bring before you. For by his blood your Son has purchased us to be your own, that we may live under him in his kingdom. As we are strangers and pilgrims on earth, help us by true faith and a godly life to prepare for the world to come, doing the work you have given us to do while it is day, before the night comes when no one can work. And when our last hour shall come, support us by your power and receive us into your everlasting kingdom. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. Let my mouth be filled with thy praise, and with thy honor all the day. O Lord, our heavenly Father, almighty and everlasting God, who has safely brought us to the beginning of this day, defend us in the same with thy mighty power, and grant that this day we fall into no sin, neither run into any kind of danger, but that all our doings, being ordered by thy governance, may be righteous in thy sight. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen. We give thanks unto thee, Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ, thy dear Son, that thou hast protected us through the night from all danger and harm. And we beseech thee to preserve and keep us this day also from all sin and evil, that in all our thoughts, words, and deeds we may serve and please thee. Into thy hands we commend our bodies and our souls and all that is ours. Let thy holy angel have charge concerning us, that the wicked one have no power over us. Amen. Hear my prayer, O Lord, and let my cry come unto thee. Bless the Lord. Alleluia, alleluia. Thanks be to God. Alleluia, alleluia. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, and the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen.